Hello again, Parson County, and thank you for listening to this edition of Turn the Page, where we talk about books and reading and all things literary. And as always, a special thanks to the wonderful folks who sponsor the show. Reagan & Son Heating and Air, Truth Books and Gifts, and Donovan Insurance. I hope you all enjoyed the snow this past weekend. I, for one, am ready for spring. To me, the only good thing about winter weather is getting lost in a good book in order to ignore the cold and nastiness. I spent this most recent snowy weekend with Louise Erdrich and her incredible new novel, The Sentence. This book offers so much, it would be impossible to cover it in 1 5-minute period. I'll start by saying it has every ingredient for a fantastic story. The characters are vivid and flawed and lovable and honorable in their own ways. And memorable, so very memorable. Tookie and Pollux and Hedda and their friends and family will stick with me for a long, long time. As will Flora, for sure. The plot is multifaceted and brilliant and intriguing, and I don't have enough adjectives to describe the way Erdrich blends together a family saga that includes a man who arrests a woman and, after she spends a decade in prison, marries her, with the tale of a haunted bookstore and the pandemic we've all been caught up in for the past 2 years. This book also touches on the unrest in Minneapolis after George Floyd's death, and there's a healthy dose of Native American history and folklore thrown in. But above all else, The Sentence is about the magic of words and storytelling and reading. That she blends all these different elements into such a beautiful and haunting story is a powerful testament to Erdrich's talent as a writer. Here's just one small sample of that exquisite talent. I love hummingbirds, so this passage really resonates with me. Tookie is sitting in the garden one spring day and, I quote, "A curious baby hummingbird paused in midair before my face. I held my breath. I was being given a valediction. The hummingbird vanished, and I closed my eyes to trap in my mind the iridescence. Goodbye, little God," end quote. Is that not just beautiful? Erdrich is a member of the Chippewa tribe of Minnesota and owns Birchbark Books in Minneapolis, and that's basically where the book's set. She won a Pulitzer last year for her novel, The Night Watchman. Her writing is lyrical, spellbinding, gut-wrenching, enlightening, and thought-provoking. Her politics are way more left than mine, and Erdrich does not try to hide her political beliefs, but she blends her viewpoints into her writing in a way that is subtle enough to, I think, not be off-putting if the reader doesn't fully agree with the points she makes. Above all, though, she makes the reader think, regardless of politics. And isn't that what all really good writing and storytelling should do? In The Sentence, a small independent bookstore in Minneapolis is haunted from November 2019 to November 2020 by its most annoying former customer. Flora dies on All Saints Day, but she refuses to leave the store. Tookie, who is now a bookseller after her 10 years in prison, which she survived by reading, quote, "with murderous attention," end quote, has to solve the mystery of Flora's haunting while at the same time trying to understand all that occurs in her city and with her family and in her country during what most of us can agree is a year that few of us can or probably ever will be able to fully understand. Louise Erdrich's The Sentence is not a light read by any means, but it is a book so well worth reading. I highly, highly, highly recommend this book. Until next time, thanks for listening and happy reading.